Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Listeners, welcome to the Rosecast, the number one Bachelor recap podcast hosted by a best male best friend interracial duo. AB, happy Black History Month.
Thank you.
Sad episode for Black History Month. We'll get to that later. Thank you all for listening. We appreciate it. AB, before we get started, AB, your threats to the listeners about specifically those that haven't rated on Apple Podcasts seem to be working. I think people think you're bigger and tougher in real life than you actually are. I want to shout out a couple people who left us reviews. They're all so nice, and we like reading them, but really what this will help is when we inevitably sell out and start having ads from some startup subscriptions box, then you'll know that your 5-star ratings and reviews helped. Lowly, Haley Crowell, Seacraft, LaRules 92, Peakite, It's Finn, H-Star 333, Lizard, etc., etc. The list goes on. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Elvis AB. AB, what'd you think of this episode overall?
You know what, Rim? You thought I didn't like Ari last time.
Yeah.
You better, if you're not, don't want to hear some anti-Ari stuff, you might want to tune out now.
I'm over here alone on the Ari Island, and I'm peering over across the bridge like I'm standing on the fence looking up like, what's going on over there? You guys having fun over there? Hating on Ari?
I was thinking you're like that Will Smith. Picture where he's standing alone in the after he gets the, what's their family called, the Banks, after
yeah,
the Banks get robbed, and then Will shows up and the place is empty, but there's that
That's not at all what happens in that episode.
That's what happens in the actual episode.
No, isn't that the one? Isn't that when they're moving?
No,
they move. That's like the last
robbed.
Episode.
I'm pretty sure he gets them robbed.
I don't know about
Someone hit us up on the text line and tell us what really happened to that hilarious picture.
I think that's the final episode of the series, and they moved, and he's like staying, and his family's gone, something like that.
Well, it could be.
Not to be confused with the time.
Did they get robbed?
I'll also compare. I don't remember a robbery episode. How would you pull off that robbery in Bel Air and get all those couches and stuff out of there?
They got robbed at some point.
Not to be confused. I would also compare you to, if I'm Will Smith in this scenario, you're my dad, and you promise to take me on this long summer trip around the country, and then you don't show up, and then I'm crying in Ari's arms. Ari's Uncle Phil, rest in peace, in this scenario, saying, how come he doesn't love me, man? Anyway, buongiorno, Tuscany. Ciao, Bella. Hey, B. You like how I just said that stuff kind of fluently, like Ari, my man?
No, Ciao, I was Bella. Out on him talking, out on him speaking that language as well. It's out on it.
Did a lot of mansplaining. Like, he'll say a word and be like, this means bread. Like, okay.
Get the fuck out of here, Ari.
You got the idiot's guide to Tuscany before you went on the show. Chris Harrison lays out the episode setup for the week. 3 one-on-one dates and 1 group date, which means no rose ceremony.
An unprecedented move by my man Chris Harrison.
That's where I was going. Has this ever happened before? That's crazy.
Wow. No rose ceremony? Are you kidding me?
To go to hometowns, no rose ceremony this late in the game is nuts.
Usually what they do is they'll have these 3 dates, and the only rose available is on the group date. So the rest of the girls don't have roses, and then they do a rose ceremony to see who's going to go to hometowns.
Wow. It would have been, before we saw how the episode played out, I was thinking, that group date with four people and potentially one rose would have been crazy. It ended up only being three people and
all
two
contenders
roses
too.
Yes, yes. Wow.
Yeah. When they announced this, my mind immediately went to one of these one-on-ones is going home. There's no way he's going into a date with four women and one's getting a rose. That's not happening.
Yeah. Well, hey, a man can dream. The first one-on-one date is adult Becca, 2C's Becca, Minneapolis Becca. AB, beautiful. Number one, forgot to ask you. Do we need to get to Tuscany? I don't
Hell
know.
Yeah, we got to get to Tuscany. Right. We got to get there. We got to get everywhere he's been except Fort Lauderdale, which I think I've already been to. I don't even know. I don't know. I don't care.
Hey, we have at least one listener in Fort Lauderdale, so tread lightly, okay?
Okay.
Maybe two.
Hey.
Big Fort Lauderdale guys.
Hey,
tell your friends.
Listen, I'm a big Fort Lauderdale guy. That's because I'm old and I'm boring.
Yeah, that's true. That's a family spot for AB. Yeah. AB, they have a nice little picnic on the hillside. What do you think happened here? Becca bared her soul to Ari, and then Ari said, I like that, and then they make out. Is that what you were going to guess? I mean, we've seen this story a million times, AB.
Yeah, you're missing a part, though. There's a part at the beginning when Ari mentions to the camera that he's not sure if there's enough passion, even though all his relationships are only passion.
Yeah, I know.
Your guy Ari. Also, did you notice that this was the episode the week that Ari realized none of his relationships are that good, so he had to scramble to get information from all these ladies. So they didn't do anything on any of the dates. They just talked.
The nutty thing about this, AB, both Becca and Ari said really insightful and interesting things into the camera, but we didn't see them converse. Like, I would have preferred, call me old fashioned, I would have preferred to hear them say these things to each other instead
of
just B-roll footage of them twirling around near some castle. I don't know. To me, it seemed like they should have got to the nitty. The ratio of camera time to person interaction should have been flipped from 70-30.
Yep.
Another thing I want to mention about Ari, it's incredible. One of the top three, I'd say, traits that we were looking forward to seeing when Ari was announced was his reputation as the kissing bandit. AB, we said, oh, here comes the number one romantic kisser in the history of this show, and now the last thing I want to do is see this guy make out with more women. I did pump the brakes a little bit.
It's too much. He breaks up every conversation that they're having to kiss. He responds to these girls bearing their soul to him with kisses. He never says anything.
Yep.
Never reciprocates the talk. The conversation is trash with Ari.
To go back to the hitch rule that we have adopted for the show, you want to go, what, 90? And then they go 10? Is that the ratio?
90-10.
He's a 90, he's a 99-1 guy. They're often not expecting him to, like, a dive bomb into their lips. And they're like, whoa, I was just talking about something else, unrelated. This wasn't the moment. Back at the hotel. Jacqueline's having doubts. She's crying with Kendall. Tears with Kendall. Which would be a great name for Kendall's Inevitable podcast. Jacqueline likes Ari a lot, AB, but she sees how other people feel about him and how confident they are. And she's like, well, I mean, I don't know if I'm at that level yet. I just kind of have a crush on the guy. These people are getting measured for dresses.
She had that mid-show crisis I think a lot of intelligent girls have on the show, where they're just wondering, where am I? What am I doing? Why am I doing this?
Yeah, with my
life. In particular, and what is going on with my life? I am above this.
She basically said that to Ari's face later on. She's like, I don't want to wake up and have him like regret everything.
I don't want to be with you. I don't want to wake up and be with you.
I
That's
like
what
you.
She basically said later.
I like you, but I mean, come on.
It's interesting that not that many contestants have had that realization that maybe this is just the glitz and glam of this show and not real.
Yeah.
I don't want to wake up in this and me not actually like you at all.
Well, I imagine I didn't watch Chris Souls' season, but I imagine that was a big thing for a lot of them. They were like, this is great, but we got to go back to Iowa after this.
Yeah. Like, and you want us to move there? We have to move there, basically.
I got
to
be a farmer. No question. No two ways about it. I think one contestant every episode has this. Not, I don't want to say breakdown, because there's a lot of logic involved, where they're just like, I'm freaking out. I didn't mean to get this far.
I don't want to be here anymore. Yeah. What am I doing?
AB, do you think it was genuine, though? Or do you think she was saving face because Jacqueline knows she wouldn't get a rose? Keep in mind, six-year doctoral commitment thing is a deal breaker, period.
Yeah. I think she seems like she seemed genuine to me, I guess.
I think so too.
But it's hard to tell because she was going to go home. I mean, if you were doing a power rankings before this episode, she was the bottom. They had the least connection, in my opinion.
Well,
so
I mean, don't forget about last episode. They're one-on-one. Yeah, AP.
That's true. That's true.
Let's go back to Becca's date before we break down Jacqueline's departure. AB, this seemed to me, this was the moment. There's always one episode of each season where, as much as we love the show, we look around and we do, this is the sheesh episode. We're like, oh, I know, this is all pretty crazy here. You know what I'm saying? There was nothing out of the ordinary on this date. Like, Becca tells Ari a little bit about her family, and that always makes me say, you guys are just now talking about this, but still standard stuff.
Sure. Yeah.
The standard, I wasn't sure I was ready to have you meet my family until today. Every contestant at this, the episode before Hometown says, I wasn't sure until today, which is, they're all lying through their teeth.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
To me, AB, this made me think to myself, and I want your thoughts, we gotta extend these seasons. We need to add two episodes to the season, period. Okay? Just like the football seasons need an extra bye. These seasons need two more episodes. It's a juggernaut for ABC, number one. It's on during a lull time of the year, and it makes the whole operation more believable. There's a crisis every season before Hometowns where people are like, holy shit, my parents are going to hate this. I barely know you. Add two episodes.
We went on one
this.
Date.
Yes.
We went on one date. Some of these girls went on one date and they're going home. Most of them.
Eliminate people at a slower rate. Have 12 episodes. Squeeze more juice out of the villains. You can build two villain storylines instead of just one. It just makes the whole thing better, in my opinion. They got to add two episodes. This is crazy.
Listen, I'm behind the plan completely.
Okay, let's do it. Let's start off and let's start a new show on our own production company. Becca says, I'm falling for you, Ari, and I can see a future with you. She gets the rose. Anything about this date surprise you, stand out to you? What do you think of Becca as a potential winner?
I think Becca's she's in my top two, that's for sure.
Okay.
Did you find it a little bit of a red flag, a weird red flag with Becca when she said that her boyfriend of 7 years didn't really meet her family, like as her boyfriend? That seemed like a red flag to me.
I wouldn't call that a red flag because it sounded to me like that was a, if they were together for 7 years and Becca's like, what, 27?
Yeah.
I mean, it could have been like they started dating in high school and then throughout college or something. And then it wasn't as formal as this situation would be.
Okay. That's fair. No, I'm a Becca fan. I like her.
We've said this throughout the season. She seems very cool and normal.
Yeah.
Back at the house. Second date card belongs to Lauren B, or as I like to call her, Lauren Z. Bunch of Z's.
I see what you did there, Rim.
That's
I see
a better
what you did. Lauren Z.
Yeah, okay. AB, this is when Jacqueline bears her soul. What, you got something else?
Yeah, what kind of unfair shit is this? Lauren just had a date. There was like Lauren and then one date and then Lauren again. This is unfair. Why did she get this?
Who else would it have gone to? Well, maybe Tia.
I don't care. Any of the other ones.
Yeah, I suppose. Well, they didn't talk much on that Lauren date.
Okay.
We found out later they didn't talk much on this Lauren date, but okay. That didn't stand out to me, AB. Put your pitchfork down, all right? Use it for find a better spot. AB, Jacqueline. She's got to go talk to Ari. Great editing, by the way, with the knock on the door.
The hesitation yeah. with her knock was perfect.
After the break, Ari, for some reason, dressed up and drinking wine by himself. Now, I know they just got back from this date, but you better believe I'd be in sweatpants not 5 minutes after this 12-hour date.
Oh, yeah. As soon as you walk through the door, I'm disrobing. Yeah. That's how you know that they told him that she was coming.
Oh, AB.
Just insight. Just letting you know, Rim.
AB, Jacqueline is nervous about this. Very nervous. Conflicted, some might say.
Mm-hmm.
The quote I referenced earlier when she's talking to Ari, I'm worried that I'm going to wake up, end up in Scottsdale with you, married, and wondering, like, how did we get here? My advice? Just break up after you get engaged, like everyone else on this show. I mean, it's not...
Yeah, I mean, no big deal.
The stakes aren't that high. They can be as high or as low as you want them to be. AB, what did you make of Ari's reaction to Jacqueline having doubts? Did he seem bummed to you?
He seemed taken aback a little bit.
It was the first time I noticed, after Jacqueline made it clear she was leaving, it was the first time, maybe all season, that someone other than Ari initiated some kisses. Yeah. And they were good, AB. They were hot. There was passion there.
I didn't really understand. She lost me with the kisses.
It's an emotional moment, AB. The heat of the moment. You ever been in the heat of the moment? Things go haywire. You're not thinking straight.
In the middle of this great, thoughtful speech where she's, you know, letting all of her thoughts out there, she goes into full makeout mode with Ari.
I wasn't mad at it. I was into it twice,
not once but twice.
It was three or four times. That's how it goes, AB. Try breaking up one time. Keep in mind, Jacqueline downed a half a bottle of wine before getting going.
She did. I loved what she did there. She goes, let me grab that wine.
Yeah.
I'm going to need this.
Hey, Ari says when she's walking out the door, if you have any regret, you come back to me.
Wow.
A get out of jail free card.
Yeah,
for
I noticed that. That's unacceptable also. Like, so she can wait a little couple episodes and come back? If I was her, I'd come back when there's two people left.
She was headed to hometown, ZB. No doubt about it. And it makes you wonder which one of the four who ended up with roses would Ari have kicked off. Who knows?
Yeah. What did you think about her uncertainty to begin? Like, this goes back to, I don't know if it's this season or previous seasons. Why are these people making these decisions when they don't need to yet?
Yeah.
It's kind of like you said, you could wait and figure out if Scottsdale is something you want to do or if it works out. Like, you're not getting married yet. You're just getting engaged.
Just getting engaged. You
can break off an engagement.
I think we've talked about this, and I feel like our feelings change pretty consistently. But yeah, it's not engagement's not a real commitment, at least not in this world.
It's a commitment, but you're not even getting engaged yet, either. There's like three episodes before that happens. You have plenty of time.
You're right.
To figure all this out. See how he does with your family. Something. Get some extra eyes on it.
You know,
a couple more sets of eyes.
We always respect someone who puts thought into it, takes it seriously. Chooses to go home under their own volition, but it's less entertaining for us. We preferred they didn't do that. We respect you as a person. We're disappointed in you as a contestant on this reality show. How about that?
Yep.
Quite a breakup, though, AB. I felt like Ari was truly heartbroken. Lauren B one-on-one. Oh, excuse me. Lauren Z one-on-one daytime.
You want me to tell you what the date was about? What they did on their date, Rim?
Are you going to say you don't know because you fell asleep, or what's the
joke?
No,
I know.
Here?
They just walked around in silence in Tuscany, around the streets of Tuscany, just walked in silence. And then it was nighttime.
No, don't forget. And then it was nighttime.
That's all they did. That's all they did, folks. They didn't talk.
AB, don't forget, when they were riding bikes, Ari could stand up on the seat. Like, how do you do, fellow kids? Like, check this out. I still got it. Are you impressed?
Ari's doing all this stuff. Like this fun stuff, dorky stuff, mind you, but still, Lauren's just sitting back, didn't really say it, didn't smile when Ari's standing on the seat, wasn't impressed by anything, didn't show any emotion.
About her, like maybe getting injured, him getting injured or anything
nope.
like that.
Nope, just boring stuff. Then they go to eat some pizza, Rim, and then some kids show up, they're going to play a little soccer, Lauren... seems uninterested at to explain it best, she seems very uninterested in it.
There's no doubt this is Lauren and Ari, biggest gap between the two in terms of how much one person likes the other and vice versa. By that, I mean, Ari, I think, really likes Lauren. And I don't think Lauren seems that interested.
Ari's in love with Lauren, Rim. Let's just cut to the chase here.
Well, he says that later, yes. I don't understand why. I mean, wait, you kind of chopped off my big moment 10 minutes from now at the knees, but...
So let me get this straight. He really likes Lauren B., who they have nothing in common and have shared nothing with each other, but he isn't sure about all these other girls.
You said they have nothing in common, and I'm trying to think. I don't know what Lauren B. does.
I don't know anything about her.
I don't know if they have nothing in common because they haven't shared things that they're interested in with each other. I hate being a negative Nancy here, but this was an entertaining episode, but it was tough. It's tough to believe in some of these love stories. And two of the best love stories went home at the end of the episode, you know?
Yep.
Back at the house, third date card, CN, back on the date, nighttime. Just like you said, AB, they walked around, didn't talk, and then it was night. I thought nothing was in the bag at the beginning of this nighttime date. Before, you know, Ari made it clear where she stands. In my view, she had done nothing to, and this is crass, but she had done nothing to really earn a hometown date.
I agree.
Doesn't seem that into him. Doesn't seem to be bending over backwards. We criticize some of the people who play the game dirty, but Lauren hasn't even cared enough to play the game.
No.
Then the big moment, AB. Ari says, "Hey, you ready for hometowns?" And Lauren basically responds with a speech that ends with, this is a quote. "It's very obvious to me that I feel like I'm starting to fall in love with you." AB, Ari was so taken aback that he abruptly leaves the table. What were you thinking when he did this?
First thought was this has to be a cut job, right? What's going on here? Seems like a strange reaction to someone. I'll tell you what, if someone tells you, pro tip here, fellas, if someone tells you they love you, don't get up and do a lap.
You gotta linger around for a minute.
Yeah, you gotta say something. You can't take off.
I thought she was gone at that point. I thought he was going to talk to the producers. That's scenario A. Scenario B, I think he just had to pass gas. Honest to God. I think he just had to pass gas, period. He went off, he goes and like hides in the woods. Comes back and acts like nothing's wrong. I pulled this move. This is a real move. There's nothing more excruciating than holding in gas all day around someone you like, period. Male or female. Just my take.
Option C, and this is what I think it was.
There's no option C. Go ahead.
Obvious cut job. He had to go to the bathroom earlier in the date. He went to the bathroom. They spliced that into this. He didn't ever get up, I bet.
Oh, come on, AB. Have some faith in the show. That would be misleading, to say the least. Now that you say it, it makes sense. Anyway, after the brief intermission, Ari comes back, acts like nothing's wrong, doesn't give any explanation.
No explanation. Why'd you walk off, pal?
And he says, "I am falling so deeply in love with you, it's crazy." AB,
what?
I was shocked by this. Utterly shocked.
He basically tells her he loves her. What?
I wouldn't have put Lauren in the top 7 connections. Out of 7, she wouldn't have made the cut. Other than his infatuation with her looks, AB, zero foundation here. None.
That's what
no
it is,
foundation.
Folks. Let's cut to the chase. It's the looks. He doesn't have anything in common with her. They haven't really talked. They have one of the biggest age gaps remaining. What else is there? The looks. My wife has an interesting theory about Lauren B.
Let's hear it.
She says Ari's way into tiny blondes. It's like Emily Maynard and Lauren B.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point.
Yeah.
She's new, young Emily Maynard.
Yeah, exactly.
Yikes. All right, well, to the camera, Ari says, "God, I'm falling in love with that girl." It just makes me want to grab her and tell her I love her. What is going on here? What's going on?
What is happening? Remember, like, first of all, before I jump into that, can you believe we're here? This is where we're at with Lauren B. About 5 weeks ago, I remember you saying that he picked the wrong Lauren. Now yeah. she's the win. She's going to win. She's
going to win. I was a Lauren S guy. It's crazy. This is like when the Knicks picked Ronaldo Balkman in the first round. Everybody's like, whoa, he wasn't even on the list. That's a deep reference for some of you fellas out there. Anyway, I mean, the way he was talking to the camera, it's like, okay, wrap it up if you're going to do that. This I don't know what season it was, but I remember distinctly something happened with a surprise candidate that made us go like, did they air the wrong episode? Did they forget to air a previous episode where we learned a lot more about this person? Because I don't remember anything big from Lauren B. Anything else on this?
No.
I just want to shake it. Shaking your head angrily doesn't work on podcasts.
What are we doing here? What are we doing? We know who the winner is, right?
Let's go to.
Can we agree?
Let's go. Keep it up, beat AB. Keep it positive here. Who knows?
It's gonna go even farther down after this rim.
Come on, AB. All right, I'll be taking applications for a new co-host. Let's go to CN.
Has anyone turned on someone quite like I've turned on Ari?
make a harsh 180.
Wow.
CN, one-on-one date, daytime. AB, truffle hunting. Something we would probably excel at with or without Julio.
I would enjoy truffle hunting.
No doubt about it. Kind of a fun date, I think. Not super romantic. Just a fun little activity. Unfortunately, it only lasts about 10 minutes before this stranger invites them into their home for lunch. Kind of bizarre, AB. What did you make of the family, the truly random Italian family
welcoming them
into their home?
That kind of fits with the rest of the season. This is the third or fourth time that they've went on a date where they just randomly go into someone's house that was at the date for whatever reason. I think you're kind of right about the dates. ABC not shelling out for these dates like they used to. None of these dates this week were good dates.
They weren't expensive.
In terms of, you know, the Bachelor magical dates that you come to expect.
Sure. If you go to Tuscany, I fully expect at least one hot air balloon ride.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Has to.
Maybe
at night?
Skydive? Yeah.
Sure. Something.
Julio's family grilling CN. Uncomfortably. What happens a lot when they go to these foreign countries and they meet strangers and they go into these families' homes, I'm not entirely sure. It seems sometimes like those people don't understand that the person they're grilling, the contestant they're talking to, is like one of seven left.
Yeah.
They always treat them like they're the only one left, and now they're the only thing to decide is whether or not you're getting married. They're like, so you think you're getting married? And it's like, well, like a 18% chance here. Really.
Not really my choice.
Yeah.
Now, also, nobody speaks English at any of these places.
Not really. It was rough.
It's tough. Luckily, tough conversations.
Luckily, CN's fluent in Italian. Yeah. That word, they hit the jackpot on that one. The nighttime portion of the day, AB, unlike the other one-on-one dates, Ari expresses some real concerns about a future. With CN, he goes, are you nervous for hometowns, if it comes to that?
If it comes to that, that's when I knew it was over. After that, he was basically like asking her to, you know, excuse herself from the competition. He was asking her stuff like, do you really think we have a good enough relationship for me to meet your... I mean, he wanted her to come to the conclusion on her own.
Skedaddle. Well, unfortunately, she didn't. He had to break it to her.
Let's be honest. Ari's scared of CN and powerful women. I think he was afraid. I think he was afraid of CN. I think he was afraid of Jacqueline in some sense. And he voiced those concerns. And now he sent her home for basically no reason besides that. And he's kept people that have worse relationships, have had worse conversations, and what seemed like a worse connection.
Now, I understand. I agree with what you're saying. I don't want to make it seem like he sent the two best connections home in Jacqueline and CN. But, you know, I figured they had both of them had a good chance to go to hometowns.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of understand his rationale for feeling not very confident about being able to continue with those two women in particular, because if someone, I don't know, if someone's like a goddamn MacArthur genius or in Mensa, I wouldn't be able to keep them entertained, hold real conversations with them for the most part. They're just not smart enough. And yeah, Ari,
I mean, it's fair.
Ari's a dummy. Keep that in mind.
I mean, it's fair. It's fair, but we can roast you for it.
This was the first of two instances on this episode where Ari said, "I'm trying to be logic." Did you notice that?
Did not catch that. Nope.
The first time it was pointed out to me, and I was like, "Yeah, I don't know. I'll give him a pass."
You let it slide.
You let it slide. Then the next day, he said it to a different person. He said, "I'm trying to be logic." I thought he said, "I'm trying to use logic." I'm trying to give him the benefit of the doubt on flubs. Lord knows I flub, but yeah, I'm trying to be logic is just a fundamental misunderstanding of that word. Not a good look.
Yeah, maybe you should have let her go.
Anyway, CN for her part does try to save it. She says, "I'm not ready to not have you in my life." Big swing, big miss. Not enough juice in her statement. You could tell it was like she could see the walls crumbling. And she's like, "Oh God, I got to try to do something here." And no surprise, when Ari sends her home, CN handles it with class. AB, if you thought CN was a van crier, you had another thing coming.
Right? Yeah, right.
And like an adult with class.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
There are some stories about my mom's life that I truly never get tired of hearing. From hilarious to heartfelt, tear-jerking to plot-twisting, her retelling of the events of her life, it always brings me joy. Just in time for Mother's Day, I found the perfect gift that captures all her stories for my family forever. It's called Storyworth. Storyworth helps you preserve precious memories and stories from your mom or mother figure for years to come. Here's how it works. Each week, Storyworth will email your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick. There's a wide variety to choose from. Some of my favorites are, do you have any keepsakes or heirlooms from your grandparents? And what's the furthest you've ever traveled? Storyworth makes the writing process a breeze. All your loved one needs to do is respond to that email with a story. Long or short, it doesn't matter. Then you'll be emailed a copy of your loved one's responses as they're submitted over the course of the year. Take it from me, you'll love their retelling of the stories you already know, and you'll be surprised by stories you've never heard before. After 12 months of fun, Storyworth compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book that you'll be able to share and revisit for decades to come. You can even keep a copy of the book for yourself. Our family keeps these gorgeous Storyworth books always within reach in the living room. They're great to read through whenever we're together, and I know they'll be passed down through the generations. Believe me, I'm not the only one who loves Storyworth. There are more than 25,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, with millions of family stories preserved since the company was founded more than 10 years ago. So give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll cherish for years. Storyworth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/rosecast. That's storyworth.com/rosecast to save $10 on your first purchase. That's the last of CNAB. Unless you think she's a contender for Bachelorette, so far of the people who are no longer on the show, well, you include the people that are still on the show. Give me a couple names from this season, Bachelorette.
Becca. CN. Other Becca, if she doesn't win, that's it.
Wow. Well, you can eliminate young Becca. That would be outrageous.
No, would it though?
Yes.
Why?
I don't know why, because I feel like that I'm a group think. I'm a hive mind guy.
We're always complaining about the girls being too young. Why don't we just have a young bachelor or bachelorette, and they have the pool of young contestants?
Sure.
And then it all makes sense.
AB, you're right. Young Becca, first off, undeniably, she would be very entertaining.
Absolutely.
She was the most fun person on this season. She'll be 23 by then. If you put a bunch of 23 to 27-year-old guys on there, it would kind of be refreshing to see a season where marriage proposal at the end might not be the expectation.
It's risky because you could cut off a lot of your older demographics. I don't think a lot of people want to see, a 22-year-old find love. Bunch of
inject some youth
olds
into this franchise, though. How about that? Get the teens watching. Get the millennials.
I'd be A-okay with Cian or Becca being the next bachelorette. I can't really picture anyone else. Like, Lauren B's obviously not gonna be. Who else?
Maybe
is
Kendall.
Left?
I would like Kendall.
Yeah, that's fair.
Anyway, this conversation's gone on too long. Group date, daytime. One heck of a trio, AB.
Wow.
Two roses up for grabs. AB, let's get right to the Tia and Becca drama. Tia goes to Becca and she's like, you still having doubts about being ready for all this? Y'all think y'all ready?
Good Tia.
Thank you. Becca is too young to realize there's a predator in her midst, AB.
Yeah. She's in the crosshairs.
The red sniper dot is on her forehead, and she has no idea. Tia says, this is something I take very seriously, and the fact that she doesn't worries me. Here's the thing about Tia, AB. She has that southern charm, that great sense of humor. We like Tia, have this whole time. But under our nose this entire season, she's been exhibiting the characteristics of a conniving player of the game.
Give me some examples.
She's always, number one, she's always gone out of her way to tell the cameras how great Ari is.
Okay.
When no one else is really saying Ari's the perfect man. No one said that this season.
No.
She said, I love you before anyone else.
Yep.
That's a game tactic.
That's strategy, folks.
She doesn't seem to have any super close relationships in the house. No. Didn't notice that. Also, because it's a stretch.
I remembered. Yeah,
play along. Yeah, you can't name any. Boom, yeah. I win. And now she's throwing Becca under the bus when the stakes are the highest. She's been sitting on this little, she's got this little grenade playing Goldeneye. She's got one of the proximity mines, and she's been holding it this whole time in her back pocket. And she unleashed it at just the right time.
And it worked.
It worked. It worked.
Worked like a charm.
It hasn't worked yet, because luckily for Becca, all this concern that Tia is voicing goes in one of Ari's ears and out the other. Ari barely paid attention to this controversy.
Yep. He tells her, I wouldn't harp on this too much. He gives her a chance. Hey, you might want to stop talking about this. This isn't the time. As we've said in the past, when you're talking about someone else during your one-on-one time, that's a mistake, and especially at a crucial one-on-one time like this.
Yeah.
It could be an even bigger mistake, but really, was it?
To her credit, at least Tia told Becca what she said to Ari. I mean, that was kind of nice, I suppose.
I don't like that. When the girls say something nasty, or the boys in The Bachelorette, they'll talk shit about you behind your back, and then just because you come and say it to me afterwards, you've already said it to the person. Like, it's out there. You should have said it beforehand, and then I have a chance to rebuttal. It's already there. Like, saying, after I do something shitty to Rim, if I do something shitty to Rim, and then I'm like, hey, I did this something shitty to you, it's already happened.
Yeah, I'd give you an RKO.
There's nothing that doesn't make it, that makes it a little better, but you've already done the shitty thing.
Just a heads up, I did the shitty thing. Yeah, it softens the blow. She know Tia or Becca knows what she's walking into. That's what I was trying to say.
That's fair. It's a little better, like I said, but you've already done it.
Yeah. AB, say what you want about Tia's tactics. Becca's reaction to this news.
Very 22.
I wrote, this reaction is from someone who is not ready to get married. Okay. I'm sorry. You're playing right into Tia's hands with this.
Yep. This was the first time Becca's age showed to me. It's like, ooh, girl, you're acting. This isn't that big a deal.
Instantly bursts into tears. Yeah. Okay. Yep. If you're confident about your preparedness to be married and you're confident in your relationship with Ari, say fuck kick that. Rocks, Tia, and buzz off.
Fuck that. I don't. What you say doesn't matter. Let me go talk to my man.
Descending into hysterics is not the way to go, in my opinion. We like Becca, have the whole season. Disaster of a reaction for her.
Yeah, and then as she's crying, Tia says she feels like Becca's big sister. Another just...
What do you mean? Crushing her dreams? Is that how you feel like your big sister?
I was out on Tia for this episode, at least.
Luckily, again, for Becca, doesn't really matter to Ari. He doesn't really... I mean, Becca comes to him crying in his arms, and he doesn't really do much investigation into the situation. He's like, hey, everything okay? Anyway, just thinking about hometowns. that's it. They barely talk about it.
I don't know. I kind of saw it a different way, Rim. I saw the age even more in my eyes, and I think in Ari's eyes when he saw her coming to cry with her. How he acted when she was bawling, walking up to him, is how like I would react if Izzy was bawling. It's like...
He kind of laughed. His 2-year-old daughter, by the way,
a little bit when Izzy's my 2-year-old daughter. So when she's walking up to me bawling about something that makes no difference, that doesn't matter. You laugh a little bit. You know, you give him a big hug. That's what I saw in this hug by Ari.
One of my favorite Izzy bursts into the room while AB is recording moments is when she yelled at you for, keep in mind, she's 2. She was yelling at you for you putting on the wrong version of Beauty and the Beast. And it was the right version. It was the correct version. You're like, I don't know what to tell you. It's the right version. She's crying her ass off.
That's the type of reaction that I feel like Ari gave to her. He's like, I don't know how to deal with this right now. That's so irrational what you're crying about.
Yeah. Okay. It's still, besides that, cute chemistry, you know. Say what you want. They still seem closer than most everyone else there. I mean, Tia and Ari weren't exactly creating sparks with their conversation, so.
No.
Here's another indication that Ari had no idea how to handle this. When it came time to give out the rose, he even joked in front of the other two women there that about Becca's crying.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Ari, this is a serious situation.
What she thought was a serious situation, you just completely...
He's like, remember when you cried? Anyway, Kendall, here's the rose. one thing surprised me. I thought he was going to give out both roses right there.
I did too.
And that's why I thought ending the show on a group date would be electric. But I didn't expect him to go to the nighttime part of the day at all.
I didn't either.
Okay, here we go. The 2-on-1 before we get to a loaded bouquet. Anything on TNRE's 1-on-1 time, AB? Because I don't have anything.
My question was with whether Tia was going to waste more time talking about Becca or not. And she didn't really.
No, I don't think she wanted to dance on that grave. I think she knew. She was pretty confident in that moment.
Mm-hmm.
Becca made a couple more mistakes, in my opinion. She says, have a little faith in my 22-year-old self.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't remind him. I mean, he knows already. You don't need to keep saying that number. That number's probably like nails on a chalkboard to Ari, 22.
Yep. Here's my question. Why wasn't this played up more? You could have easily made Tia into the villain. But if you remember going back to last episode, the coming up next, they tried to make Lauren be the villain and then did nothing with that.
No.
They could have had a whole Tia Becca thing going on this episode. Just bad editing.
Bad booking. To use a wrestling term, they probably could have just as easily made Tia look mean in the last episode the way they made Lauren B look mean in the last episode. You know what I mean? They built up Lauren B for no reason. Anyway, Ari gives Tia the rose. Were you surprised by this?
No.
To be honest, we're talking about it now, and I've seen the episode twice. In the moment, I had no clue who was getting the rose before he gave it out.
Yeah,
I thought it was 50-50.
I had no clue who was getting either of the roses. Like, if you would have asked me to power rank it, I would have said I thought Kendall was going to go home prior to the date.
Sure.
once the drama happened, it kind of gave that away. But I didn't know. I didn't know who's going to be Tia or Becca.
One flaw in the 3-on-1 group date with 2 roses, and the fact that he gave them out at separate times. If I'm getting the second rose, I mean, I know I'm behind someone else in the rankings. Because if you give Kendall the rose and you say, okay, now it's you two, move on to the loser's bracket, second round, like, I'm not feeling super good about that if I'm Tia or whoever ended up with the rose. I think at the end of the day, Ari knew, and he knew it as soon as he found out her age, he knew he couldn't pick Becca. And it just wouldn't look good. It wouldn't look good.
Would you be stunned to see, like, a Becca-Ari, you know...
Get together?
Rendezvous? After,
yeah, no, not
after
at all.
The fact?
Not at all.
Because I definitely wouldn't.
Not at all. I mean, imagine him going to Becca's parents' house, and they're like 6 years older than him.
Yeah.
Just a little. It's skeevy. Skeevy. It's already skeevy enough, this show and this Bachelor. We don't need that on top of it.
And he's not a young-looking 36.
No. No. Becca's parents could conceivably look younger than Ari. Okay?
Yeah. Yep.
One last thing about Becca. Also exited with class. I think Ari was bummed out about her having to go, and she said, it's going to end well for you. I know it is. I thought that was really sweet. Even the people who leave with class don't have to say something like that.
That's nice of her. Just an overall great contestant, wrapping up Becca in general. I hope we see some more of her somewhere along the line. I don't know where it'll be, but I hope we see more of her.
Big Becca, guys. Great job, Becca, if you're listening.
Great season.
AB, anything else on this episode that we didn't talk about, or did you see coming up next week?
I didn't watch coming up next week.
Attaboy. What do you expect to happen? Going
already get owned by the parents.
Okay, that was a poorly phrased question by me. Great answer by you.
Powerbomb through tables by these parents.
Okay. Quick power rankings. Got 4 left. Tia, adult Becca, Kendall, and Lauren B. Forgot about the front runner.
I'm going to go number 4, Tia. Number 3, Kendall, because he already ranked those for us.
Yep.
He also ranked him. Everything's been ranked out except for Beck and Lauren B, because he gave these two the group date, so we know they're in last.
Yep.
Number 2, adult Becca. Number 1, Lauren B. I think she's going to win this show.
Me too.
I think she's his type, physically. And, I mean... It doesn't seem like Ari's really looking for I don't even know what to say. It doesn't seem like Ari wants to get to know the person that he's going to marry. That's what I want to say.
Okay, I agree with those power rankings. I agree with that prediction. Keep in mind Becca's dresses, okay? That is Brian Abasolo's Rolex or whatever brand it was.
Oh, yeah.
Staring at us. It was right there in front of
Great
our
point.
Eyes, right under our nose the whole time. So don't forget about those dresses, folks. AB, a lot of people have asked us, are we going to talk about Winter Games? I guess I kind of have to ask you. I'm going to watch them. I don't know if they're 2 hours a night or one hour.
Yeah, they're 2 hours. They're 2 hours.
Gee, 2 hours? That's four more hours a week of content.
Here's what we can do. Here's what I'll do. I'll sign up for. You can agree if you
live
want.
Live negotiation.
I will live negotiation. I will watch them one time. I will not watch them twice. I will. I refuse. Yeah. I watch Bachelor and Bachelorette twice, 4 hours, 2 times through.
For no dollars.
For no dollars. I will not watch this twice. I will watch it once. I will not be fully engaged unless it's a good show. I'm going to give it a chance. I'll give it a chance.
Okay.
I say we play it week by week.
Well, there's only 2 weeks.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Okay, can someone explain to me what this show is about? Is it about love or is it about, like, games? I'm confused.
Were you around for the Bachelor Pad days?
No.
I read somewhere that it's like Bachelor Pad, and that it's about love, but there's also competition. It's 2 hours on Tuesday and Thursday this week and next week.
Oh, it's two. Okay, so it's 4 episodes.
4 episodes total.
So it's 8 hours total.
8 hours total. I say let's unless it's really good, let's just plan on talking about it at the end of next week's regular Rosecast.
Okay.
Okay.
If it's really good, we'll have to record.
We'll have to record. Also
an
get
emergency.
We'll get those numbers up too when we release an extra episode. A little jigger in the system. I'm excited for it. I think it's gonna be a fun show. Honestly,
It's got a lot of our favorites on there.
Ben Higgins. I will watch Ben Higgins on my screen. We got Pell. Bibiana, Luke Pell. A lot of people I'm interested in. But anyway, let's enough about that. The answer is we'll talk about it in some manner. Might not be a separate show, but we're going to, at least through week one. Here's what I think is going to happen. AB's going to watch tonight, kind of watch on Thursday, give up on it by next week, and then I'll continue watching and just report back.
We'll see.
Okay, let's go to the bouquet real quick. Thanks again for everybody who texted in. We've got some good stuff, including a boots-on-the-ground report from Arkansas. First up, Brian in Illinois. I've come to the conclusion that through editing, they are purposely making Ari look like he repeats himself over and over. Official count was 3 for Paris is sexy and cool. Talking about last episode, of course.
Sure.
AB, my personal opinion, Ari repeats the shit out of himself, but I wouldn't put it past this editing crew to kind of copy-paste some things and use them throughout the season.
Do you think it's better for ABC if they have a bachelor that people generally don't think highly of?
I don't see how it could be better.
Yeah, I don't either. So why would they do that?
I don't know. The fact of the matter is, these shows are about the contestants more than they're about the leads. So even if the lead stinks, that shouldn't at all almost undermine your enjoyment of the show, the way I see it. I mean, The Bachelor and The Bachelorette need to be competent leads, but you don't have to be amazing. I thought Rachel and Ben are the two best since I've started watching. Ari's not on that level or even close. Still a great, I think this has been a great season.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't think they make him look bad on purpose. I think he's doing that himself. Thanks, Brian in Illinois. This is from 831 area code, which is from Monterey County and San Benito County and Santa Cruz County in California. Little Californians. Californians impression. Rough. Not the best. How come no talk about the passionate Kendall kissing? She full-on grabbed the back of his head and pulled him in for a passionate kiss on top of the Eiffel Tower. AB?
Who, us?
We've mentioned this before. That must be a new listener.
Yeah.
We went on a long diatribe.
You got to listen a couple episodes ago.
Yeah.
Your boys said, I believe Rim said that Ari has met his match in terms of passionate kissing.
That's exactly what I said.
So maybe last episode we might not have touched on it because we'd already said enough about the kissing, but
that's exactly what happened.
We're with you. We are with you with the Kendall kissing.
It's incredible. Those two. Kendall.
Those two. Wow.
Shake the headphones off my ears. Holy cow. All right. Here's maybe the one of the best texts we've ever gotten. Hi, Rem and AB. We need to talk about why Tia is the worst choice for Ari and why she's so in love with him. In quotes.
Wow.
Ignoring the most obvious deal breaker that she's a good, God-fearing lady and he's an atheist. Haven't talked about that enough, by the way.
Yeah.
Tia's in love with Ari because she's from a small town in the middle of Arkansas with a population of 1,000. Of course she's head over heels in love with this guy. You think there are a lot of rich, handsome race car drivers hanging around the backwoods of Arkansas? I get depressed whenever they cut to scenes of Raven's clothing store. So I'm already mentally preparing for the hometown date in the bastion of culture that is Wiener, Arkansas. Compare Tia to CN, a cool, worldly woman from Los Angeles who went to Harvard, and it's laughable that they're even in the same competition. If Ari chooses Tia for a literal lost child, Becca, over the greatest contestant in Bachelor history, this season will be even less successful than Ari's racing career. Ooh. What a text, AB. It's from Tyler in Hoxie, Arkansas.
Whoa, you thought
that was some cosmopolitan coastal person ranting against Arkansas. No. That's boots on the ground.
Boots on the ground. The guy's in the trenches for us.
Whoa. A lot of good points that if we said, we would get railroaded for saying, but he's out there and he knows what the deal is.
Wow. That, you weren't lying. That might be, that's the best thing I've ever heard. I don't want to overstate what my man Tyler said, but wow.
I mean, we like TM, we like CN. You don't want to pit those two against each other and be like, oh, this person's way better than that person. But it's definitely more understandable why Tia would fall for Ari the way she has and why CN would be more hesitant, right? CN's got some more options.
Tyler hit on so many things that I haven't even really pieced together in my head. This guy, he's ahead of the game.
Yeah. Again, the God thing and an atheist. That's kind of crazy that you would barely know each other except for that and marry.
It's a big deal. Yeah.
Great text. Thanks, Tyler. Tyler, never text again because that's impossible to top. keep listening, though. Okay, next up, Katie from Charlotte. Ari was actually trying with the conversation starters on his date with Lauren B., asking how she felt about getting a hometown, asking about her past, etc., but she was not reciprocating, and their whole interaction was just stilted and awkward. So why does he seem more into her than any other girl and going so gung-ho to meet her family? There's no deep connection there. Katie, you're right on the money. Remini B. thinks it's because he's into her looks, period.
It's only explanation.
Only. Olivia from the 517 area code, Michigan. Remini B., Ari is being a shit bachelor. I'm going to have to beep that out the way I said it. That was... She said it in all caps, too, by the way, so that's why I read it that way.
Yep.
He said that he had deep feelings for Lauren B., even though they have said 20 words to each other, but was struggling with CN, the queen. Are you still Ari defenders after this? AB, safely say you're off this boat.
Obviously, I've been... never liked the guy.
Okay. Do me
explain
a favor.
Explain yourself, Rim. This is like when you're having an argument with someone. There's three people there, and then you flip-flop to the other side, and you're yelling at the people that are Ari defenders now, even though I was one previously.
So I got to defend Ari, and also, like, I'm shocked that you did this. I'm like, whoa, what's he hit me from all sides here?
Yeah, Rim, explain yourself.
Listen.
Still like this guy?
How about this? When you and I were talking about, hey, we're excited for Ari, I can only go off what's on the screen, right? And what had been on my Ari screen up to that point was mostly positive, that we gave him a chance, and we're not going to apologize for that. I don't think you would even apologize for that. This season has gotten progressively, as the season goes on, you need to follow along the line of progression going upwards on a graph. I'm making a graph with my hand that AB can see. Ari is lower than that, okay? He hasn't been going up with the graph like he should be. Does that make sense or no?
Yes, but I think there's another graph, Rim, and it's called as the season goes on,
a couple of statistics, guys.
The Bachelor and Bachelorette get more and more hated because they're letting go of people that people like.
Happens every time.
So there's a graph, and it's going straight down to the ground. Usually. Yep. And that the same follows for this show. We usually like the people aside from Nick Vial.
Vial. We decided on Vial.
Did we decide on Vial? Nick,
yeah.
Aside from Nick Vial, who we hated, we always end up even Rachel. We didn't like her at the end in her decisions because she had let go of so many people that we had fallen for.
You're right.
And that's
it's
the
inevitable.
Same thing that's happening to Ari. Ari's a dummy, but he's not worse than any of the other. I mean, he's worse than some, but he's not the worst of all time or anything. Remember, Chris Soules had a season. He was the winner was going to go to Iowa to farm. It was completely unfathomable that that the winner would actually stay involved with Chris Soules. It was a complete farce. The entire season was. So if we're talking about worst bachelors, he's not it. He's letting go of people that we like, but he has legitimate reasons to get rid of CN. And I think it's because he's a dummy.
Okay. Well said.
They match up worse than probably him and Lauren B.
Well said, AB. We talk about it every season, too. We get wrapped up in it. But the fact of the matter is, there will never be consensus or even a majority of people liking the lead at the end of the season. It's impossible. They have to build up all these characters, and then slowly but surely, all those characters drop off.
Yep.
So there will never be 70% of people who want one person to win, and then the lead chooses that person, and then 70% of people are happy. The audience is happy at the end of the season. It's never going to happen. Most people are going to dislike the lead at the end of the show. We gave him a chance. I think he let us both down. He definitely let you down. He's letting me down. He's not as engaging.
No.
I figured a guy who got second on this show and who had a genuinely broken heart on this show would really be digging deep with all these contestants. Instead, he's just making out with all of them. It's disappointing to see. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I agree.
AB, can you pull up the Fantasy League, please?
Yep, I got it right here.
Okay, this is, we got, what, 133 people in this league. I got an idea for a gift for the winner. I'm not going to reveal it. AB, let's hear the top couple, where people are at, and most importantly, where Big Room is at, and then where you're at, much further behind.
You don't want to hear where I am. Number three. It's two people tied. Rusting Bitchface and Rose All Day. Yeah, okay. They had
Rose
to,
All Day. Rose All Day.
You think it's Rose All Day?
Yeah, because that rhymes. Of course it's Rose All Day.
I don't know.
It's not Rose All Day.
It's a Rosecast League. Rosecast
no,
All
Rose
Day.
No, Rose All Day
saying.
Is a thing. Rose, you can get a shirt with Rose All Day. She just doesn't know how to put the accent. He or she doesn't know how to put the accent on the E.
Okay. Okay. I was going to say, there's no accent there. I don't know.
The rules of language are important.
I don't know. Number two is Gibby. Number one, Ari's Unread Journal. Some of the same names we've had up there. They're just,
okay.
They're
just
going
along through.
We got Rim down here at 19th.
Boom.
You're out of it.
Obviously, I'm out of it.
We're at 270.
Okay, you're not going to tell me where you are.
No.
Okay. Are you not? Is it because you're not in the top 50 and it doesn't? You can't see yourself?
I can't see myself.
Okay. No. Sad. Thanks for listening. As always, we appreciate it. Appreciate the nice comments, people, the warm, fuzzy comments that people have left in the ratings and reviews, and on Twitter at RoseCastCS and Instagram RoseCastPodcast, Facebook/RoseCastPodcast. AB, we got a comment from a mom. So we're penetrating that market slowly
Good.
But surely. I feel like when people go on Shark Tank and they're like, the such and such is a $10 trillion market. And all of the sharks are like, that doesn't mean anything. AB, there's a couple billion moms out there, I got to think. So we big market to get into. And as I always forget to do, if you have questions, comments, you want to rant, hit up the Bokeh text line at 773-234-7794. AB, anything else? Any big sign off?
That's a genuine yawn from this episode in general.
Come on, AB, it's a good episode.
I'm excited for hometowns. Hometowns are always good.
Always.
I don't care about the season. This is going to be great.
Always
and especially
good.
With this 36-year-old strolling into the house, this is going to be an all-time hometowns. These guys are going to rip. These parents, moms and dads, are going to rip this guy to smithereens.
Yeah, it's... All right, word of caution. Don't wear a cardigan gently draped over your shoulders.
Yeah.
Okay, don't do that. Thanks for listening.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.